and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host, Napier.
What's up?
Via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Here.
Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, let me tell you, we have a show tonight, I guess. You know, I don't really care, guys. That's my favorite thing in podcasts is when they say, "Oh, I don't even care."
Are they nihilists?
We don't care if our show sounds like shit.
You idiots! Why are you even listening?
Yeah, why are you even listening to it? Why do you even care, guys?
Don't you realize you're just going to die in the end? Like it's all
worthless.
I don't
care, guys. This podcast sucks. You shouldn't listen to it. That's my favorite. Don't you like that, Travis?
Mm-hmm.
When you take the time to listen to something and they keep telling you why you shouldn't listen to it. That's my favorite.
Yep. It's the easiest way to keep people listening.
Now let's do a good 90 minutes of geek news. The same geek news that everyone is doing. Hey, there's a new Doctor Strange poster out. Did you guys see it? Doctor Strange is coming soon.
Guys, we have to do 20 minutes on the new NES Classic. Seriously.
Why do people care about that thing? Hasn't NES Classic... I mean, everybody has an NES Classic somewhere, right?
And if you don't, you can go on Craigslist and buy an NES with, like, 20 games for less than it costs to buy that NES Classic.
I mean, I feel like those NES guys, they're laughing at you. They're saying, ha! We're repackaging our shit and sending it to people... again, and they're buying it.
It's about nostalgia. You can
guys,
play.
We're sold out.
Yeah, but it's about nostalgia.
The best thing about those things is people are spending the $60 retail, and they are immediately going on eBay and listing them for $200 to $300.
Isn't that awesome?
It is awesome. I love capitalism.
It doesn't make any goddamn sense. You know, there's a podcast, Travis, that I saw that... In one month, they do a thing where they have, like, one show that goes on for, like, 24 hours. They do a 24-hour live show that you can tune in for.
Every month?
No, this one day they do it.
Okay.
They promote it the whole month. Like, ooh, here it comes. We're going to do 24 hours in one day. And, I mean, you know that's going to be garbage. One. You know it's going to be garbage. But then the next month, they repackage that 24-hour show as 30 days of podcasting.
So what is the incentive to do a 24-hour show then?
Because then the next month you don't have to do any shows. You have 30 hours to release.
So you only have to do one 24-hour show every other month.
Right. I guess that's what it is. I have
a hard time talking to you guys for an hour and a half sometimes.
I know. You know, by about hour 20, they're just like all telling each other what their shoe sizes are. Right? Travis, you about an 11?
10 and a half. I can get into 11.
Yeah, you can fit an 11 in a pinch?
Yep, if I need to. There's some safety shoes where the tongue kind of sits in there and it digs into my toes, so I can't quite have an 11 on those.
Hey, you know how I prevent athlete's foot pissing on my feet?
Tell you what I am, Travis. I am a solid 12. I am the perfect foot. When I go to stores, I look for the ones that say 12 on them. And you know, not all shoes come in a size 12. So instead of looking for shoes that I'm going to fall in love with in the displays, I just look for what shoes are available in a size 12, and then I look at them.
I
have tiny
pants.
Feet. I got like a 9.5.
Well, what size pants are you, Travis?
35, 34, which is a very difficult size to find.
You're a 35, Travis?
Mm-hmm. 35.
You wear a 36 with a belt?
A 36 is too big because if I get the 36 and I get it in the 34 length and I put that belt down, then the crotch sags down like in an unnatural way. And if I get a 34-34, it's way too tight. So a 35-34 is the perfect jean size for me, and it's just really hard to find.
Travis, I'm going to tell you something. Well, I got a question more than telling you something. Oh, I'm going to tell you something, but I'm going to ask you a question first.
You're going to tell me about the question you have?
Is it about relaxed fit because you're
Travis, big? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Which really just leads to me telling you what I want to tell you about.
Oh, sure. Ask me the question.
And the reason I'm going to ask you the question and not Napier is because Napier doesn't leave his house. Napier goes to work. Napier comes home. Napier plays video games. It's not like Napier's is going on trips.
I went on a trip once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Me and the wife, we drove up to Chicago.
Yeah?
We went to get World of Warcraft glasses.
My sister had a baby, and she lives in Kansas City. So I found myself driving out to Kansas City a couple days ago to visit this baby. A baby in my family. So, like, I like the baby, and I'm pretty psyched about the baby. But, I mean, like, really, I think a outsider looking in would probably look at the baby, and they'd say, yeah, it's a baby.
Yep.
You know, I mean, babies are cute. You look at babies
well,
and you say,
some
that,
babies.
That's yeah, a cute baby.
Some babies look like potatoes, and they're not really photogenic.
But, Travis, I have a question for you for when you do your guys, I apologize if I sound kind of weird tonight.
Are you fighting a sickness?
I'm coming down with something. But that's not my question. Travis, my question is, when you go on long car trips, do you find yourself trying to find ways to jerk off, like out of boredom more than anything? Like when you're in the car by yourself, do you ever just like try to jerk off?
I don't. I'm almost positive I never have tried, and I know that I never have.
Huh.
I did once after my girlfriend in high school showed me her boobs.
You just drove home jerking off?
I thought about it.
Like
real hard.
You drive along the Highway 70, and there's just porno stores everywhere. And I know those have to be perv truck drivers that are driving along, and they're bored because they're driving on long trips. And they're probably jerking off into a Dixie cup, I would imagine, right? Because who else is buying porn along the highway except
truck
drivers?
Well, that's the thing, too. Now, and with most semis being automatic without having to shift or clutch, they have a free hand.
And so they're probably jacking off, right? I mean, why else would they be? I mean, these porn stores, they're open 24 hours a day.
They might build it up, though. A lot of those porn stores you're talking about also have semi-parking. So a lot of those guys who, you know, because you can only be on the road so long and you have to fill out a log and this and that, you have to have so much rest. So it's a good possibility that those guys are stopping there, going and get, you know, whatever they need to complete the job.
Oh, you think they're stopping in a Loves and cranking one out?
Yeah, right. And then they're going to bed and they're sleeping off their, you know, 6-7 hours that they have to sleep, and then they're back on the road.
I wonder if Sirius XM 302 fuck sounds would be because you know when I'm on this drive I'm looking to see if there's podcasts that have like you know sexy talk or something.
There's got to be porn podcasts.
Yeah, like there are some, but the problem with them is that I think they're for women, and like the fuck story ends when they're gonna fuck, so it's like a 40-minute fuck story. That ends, like, when she pulls his dick out. It's like,
so it's
okay,
all of the buildup and none of the release?
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell's the point of that?
Pulls his dick out, and then the porn story's over, and they say to get the free sample on Audible and get a Casper mattress.
Is that specifically for, like, housewives who are not necessarily happy in their life, especially their sex life, who have, like, a 40-minute commute and just to be able to fuck their sad sack of a husband, they listen to 40 minutes of this fucking podcast so they can go through the motions when they get home?
Shell in the chat says that they used to have the Playboy channel. And that's all well and good, but that's probably not, like, what I'm talking about.
They gotta have, like, a Penthouse Letters.
That's probably, like, a Penthouse Letters thing where they talk about sex. But, like, they do it like Jenny McCarthy. And, like, you can't jerk off to Jenny McCarthy like talking.
No.
Mike, here's what you do. You got to start a podcast. It's going to be nothing but a series of squish noises.
Yeah, just
and
like
the word ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Like even if they describe it. Like you know like you're putting your dick in my butt right now.
Squish, 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 squish.
And then the guy's like, "Yep, I'm putting my dick in your butt right now." She goes, "You're grabbing my tit."
Oh
yeah, I'm grabbing your tit right now. See that's what I was looking for, and I wasn't finding it.
You couldn't find that, really.
No,
I out of the 700 million different internet shows, there absolutely has to be that.
I don't think there is, Travis. I'm sure Anchor can prove me wrong.
I was going to say, why is Anchor not finding this?
Anchor's probably finding the Fuck Sounds podcast right now and linking it in the chat room.
And Mike, you ever had you see an invention and it's on the store shelves, you're like, man, I should have thought of that. Here's what you thought of that you should be doing right now. Making a series of squish sounds and going, into a microphone.
Yeah, just the Fuck Sounds podcast. We don't need the build-up.
Yeah, that would be gold.
We're driving trucks. It's late at night. Great. We're alone, and we want a jack.
Yeah, just squish sounds forever.
Right.
I like the story, though. Like, the guy's at the house waiting for his girlfriend to be ready, and her stepmom comes downstairs, and she says, oh, I didn't know you were here, and she's
it's
only
late
got, like,
in the evening. She's looking for clothes to wear, right?
That's right.
I hate it when
that song didn't go the direction it should have.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
I hate it when porn tries to have a plot and then you keep missing all of the fuck areas because they're trying to play a story for you and you're trying to fast forward through the story so you can get to the fuck parts. You have to keep rewinding to go back through the fuck parts. And then, like, a part of the story comes up and you're like, oh, that actually does sound interesting. And then you have to go back through the fuck parts to get to the dialogue, and then it's boring again, so you have to go find more fuck parts.
Speaking of adventures in marketing, Travis, it is the one-year anniversary of the show we did where we played all those Dunkin' Donuts commercials.
Holy shit, it's been a year?
Yeah, and almost a year on the dot, there is yet another Starbucks cup controversy.
Why are people so foolish to continue to buy into these fucking stories about Starbucks cups?
Because people are fucking morons, apparently.
Oh my god. And now I saw today there was another one of those blue gold dress things, but with a pair of fucking flip-flops.
Are we just in a loop?
Yes, it certainly seems that way.
Because, I mean, like, it's a year to the day that we were making fun of the holiday cups at Starbucks because they right. said happy holidays on them, and people were mad, and they were going in there and buying a $6 coffee and then telling the guy at Starbucks to write Merry Christmas on it. Like they really taught him a lesson. Yeah. This year,
got one over on him.
Travis, they're going into Starbucks and buying their $6 coffee. And they're having Starbucks write Trump on the cup.
Trump cup. Hashtag Trump cup.
And so then Starbucks has to say Trump. And then they say, yeah, Trump.
I guarantee you nobody is doing that. Well, somebody might try, you know, like some fucking college kid thinks it's funny, does it. It gets really awkward. And then the barista has to say, Trump.
They're creating this because there was the first picture I saw was just somebody had Trump written on their cup and it was in their cup holder in their vehicle. So any asshole could have did that on their own. I did see a couple of days later somebody actually in a Starbucks with the Trump written on their cup. Also, they totally could have done that and taken a picture of themselves, but at least one idiot has done that.
I've seen 30 people post on somewhere on social media the same joke about how nobody wants to go home for Thanksgiving because there's going to be, you know, all these Trump and Hillary debates at Thanksgiving. And I can't be the only one that's just sick of talking about it. Aren't we all sick of talking about it?
Yeah, I've continued my spree of unfollowing and whatnot on Facebook and Twitter because I just can't see it anymore.
My stepmom put a photo on her Facebook. It said, Trump's going to make it okay to say Merry Christmas again.
Oh.
The moment I looked at that photo, I audibly said, fuck you!
But I mean, like, on the winning side or the losing side, I can't imagine anybody's too jazzed to go to the Thanksgiving table and start talking about goddamn Trump again. I'm over it. The tsunami from a couple of years ago, Travis. 16,000 deaths in 6 minutes. And we talked about that for like 2 days.
You know what you do if you don't want to talk about Trump during your...
Coney 2012.
I mean, like, why are we still talking about it? Why is Mike Pence going to see the Hamilton musical? Why are we talking about that? Who cares?
Because the people...
They do several things every day, I'm sure.
Because they yelled at him about not liking gay folk.
They said, hey, we got some black guys in this cast, and we're all kind of freaked out.
I don't know what they want him to do about it. Like, let's say this dude really, really didn't like gay people. What's he going to fucking do about it?
He's like, oh, the...
You can't hate him that much. He was at a stage play.
Yeah.
The fella up there that just did this play doesn't think I should dislike the gays anymore. Oh, well, I'm swayed now.
Yeah, that's all it took was one theater performance.
I say, if you really are that worried about it, don't take to social media. Stop it. Nobody gives a shit. You're just shouting out into nothing. If you actually care, follow the policies that he's trying to enact and then do something about it with the agencies that are actually going to help stop him.
Travis, that's hard.
I know. It's action. You have to take action.
You have to look up a phone number.
Can't I just retweet this?
Conversation with somebody?
It's way.
Can't I just sign a petition online that says, I don't want this certain person to be the president anymore, Travis? Isn't that how it works?
So much easier to use a hashtag than to get off my ass.
I mean, we had a presidential election and one guy won, but looking back at it, that sucks.
No, you should vote.
I mean, is there some way that I can voice my frustrations?
Yeah, that was on Election Day. And Election Day's
my
over.
Power to vote.
If only there was a way, Napier, that I could have my voice heard and like the people that I think should be president would get in.
You know what you should do? You should hold that into your heart and keep that in there until 4 years from now at about the same time, but a little bit before now.
I'm done talking about it. There's got to be something else we can talk about.
Yeah, I just watched Sausage Party this last weekend.
What'd you think, Travis?
Yeah.
I didn't really like it that much. It was kind of, I don't know.
It was too weird. It's too much. Like every kind of food item that could possibly be mistaken for a dick or a vagina, they...
Hey, what else looks like dicks, guys?
It was like a 12-year-old kid who was pretty decent at art just discovered that in order to hide the fact that he was drawing dicks and pussies, he was just drawing hot dogs and buns.
Hey, guys, you know what time it is? It's about time for Elf on the Shelf to come back. I know Travis is very excited about his Elf on the Shelf time. Do you hide them around your house, Travis, so that the kids can feel whimsy?
Decapitate one every single night.
I drove my father's car to Kansas City.
What kind of car has he got?
He drives a Chevy Impala.
Oh, how's that?
Well, it has the Sirius XM in it. And every time they would go to commercial on the Sirius XM, there was a commercial for a product called the Lady Claw.
Ooh, I'm intrigued.
The Lady Claw is like a handheld Wolverine claw that you can carry around with you, and if some guy runs up and tries to rape you, you can Wolverine claw him. And the Wolverine claw is designed to collect DNA from the guy that you lady clawed.
What the fuck?
You know, if you just get AIDS, you'll just be like, haha, gotcha, fucker.
Does every lady just think, like, they're gonna get raped every day?
Some do, yeah.
Is every day, like, when they leave the house, they're like, today's the day I'm gonna get raped?
Oh, this lady claw. I was picturing something cool that they, like, strapped on their wrist. Opposite of brass knuckles, where, like, you hold on to the inside and then, like, the little claws come up between your fingers. I'd be afraid that I'd get somebody's AIDS blood on me.
Or just, like, be afraid that, like, you'd sit on it or something.
Well, right.
And then like, fuck up stuff in your purse. Right.
Is it easier to carry one of those around or a 9mm?
Well, I'd carry a 38 if I was a lady.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not saying that people's fear of violence isn't justified. There's awful stuff out there.
Yeah, I know that's why I have guns. No,
but I just can't imagine every day of your life just, like, in a constant fear of rape to where you need to carry around a Wolverine claw specifically designed to get your rapist's DNA on it.
Why don't you just carry around a gun? What's wrong with shooting them?
Or just a knife. You know, just a knife.
Yeah, like, you know, something to stick them with.
There'll be DNA on that, too.
Or like, just like a one of those syringes, just stick them with the syringe and have them guess what they just got. Just an empty syringe. It don't have to have nothing on it. Just really, you know, fuck them up. And then when they go to the hospital to get themselves checked, like, ah, gotcha, fucker.
Drunk, are you in constant fear of rape?
No, sir. I like your hoodie, though.
Thanks.
It's rather festive.
Have on a festive hoodie.
Because it's pink.
I might hockey fight you after this and take it off you and steal it.
You know how the best way for us to protest this Wolverine Claw place? We should all buy one and then set it on fire.
That's a great idea. Maybe more than one.
That'll show them.
So we got to make a hashtag, boycott Lady Claws.
Boycott Lady Claws.
Perfect.
I like it.
Oh, and no toothy blowjobs.
We've done our part by making up a hashtag. It's all good.
Drunk.
Yes, sir.
Aren't you just tired of talking about it?
Yeah.
The Trump stuff. You're fine with it? You want to just keep going?
I mean, we talked about Obama for 8 years, so I mean.
But I mean, we didn't talk about it.
How often did you really talk about Obama?
That much, though.
You talked about Obama that often?
I mean, I didn't, but I had to hear about it.
Just roll your eyes and say, that fucking Obama again.
Thanks, Obama. Yep.
What did he do now?
I did love Thanks, Obama. Thanks, Obama was great.
I mean, what did he do?
He was there.
He took out Osama bin Laden. What?
But I mean, like, you know, I can name, like, 10 things that Trump did this week that people have talked about. They're making fun of him because he said something about the Hamilton thing, and they're making fun of him because he said something about Saturday Night Live. He's like a real big critic of Saturday Night Live. He thinks that they're doing a real hatchet job on him.
Well, they're shitting on him, that's for sure. So
I mean,
and then that Muslim registry. That's a thing that I heard about recently.
That thing that's not real.
But it
you
is.
You get that news on Facebook, Travis?
No. So speaking of fake news on Facebook, isn't it amazing how all of these reports came out and were all over Facebook about all of the fake news on Facebook? And there was even articles published that listed all of the fake news sites that are constantly shared on Facebook. And yet you still see them being shared all over Facebook.
Well, what are they going to do? Just turn them off?
You could just not. You can kind of make a mental note of, hey, wasn't this one of those websites on that list that was kind of shown to be full of shit all the time?
I saw a news article the other day on Twitter that said, so it was from the Guardian, I think, and it was are Kristen Stewart and the guy from what's the vampire guy that she was dating? Pattinson?
Yeah, Pattinson.
Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson allegedly dating again. And then in parentheses next to it said debunked. Okay, then why did you even post this?
Or maybe call it they're not dating again.
Well, you wouldn't click on their thing so that they could show you ads if you.
But like it said in the thing to click on, debunked. It was like, okay, so you gave me a headline of a news story and told me it's not true all in one thing. Then like, why'd you even post it?
Well, what they should have did was say, are Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson dating again?
Click this link.
The answer will shock you.
And then you click on it and it says, nope.
Nope. Nope, they're not.
Travis,
yeah,
we need to make a web page on WFODix.com that just leads to one sentence or two sentences that says, nope, period. That's not even true, period.
No, and that's not a
just
thing.
Throughout the next week or two, we're just going to start posting news links to, like, you know, is Craig Ferguson secretly a Nazi war spy? And then you'll go to the link and it'll say, nope, that's not true.
Was Brad Pitt caught leaving Jennifer Aniston's high-rise apartment?
Hey, click on the link. Nope. No. It's not true.
Nobody saw any of that.
How come Brad Pitt keeps making movies where he fights Nazis?
He's good at it.
He's made like four movies where he's fighting Nazis now.
People watch
Fury was the best one.
Yeah. It's too many of them.
I haven't even seen Fury.
Oh,
I heard it was awesome.
Yeah, it's fucking badass.
Napier, us as tastemakers, you know, we have a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We need to set a limit to how many times people can fight Nazis in movies. I'm going to say two at the max. Let's say you make one and you don't have your fill. You can make a second one. Can't make a third. Like Tom Cruise, he made that one where he tried to bomb Hitler and it didn't work out and he had an eye patch. Movie wasn't really that great. Oh, I can imagine he probably wants a redo. He wants to, you know, fight Nazis right. Tom Cruise can have one more fighting Nazis movie. Can't have two more.
I vote that they can only do it once every 5 years. You can have as many Nazi movies as you want, but you can't put more than two of them together in a 5-year span.
I bet you John Wayne fought Nazis more than two times in his movies.
Captain America is constantly fighting Nazis.
Have you ever tried to jerk on a long car ride?
No.
Do you ever stop at porno shops in dilapidated areas?
Have once.
But it was probably to buy a pipe.
Did you find anything, like, excitable in there?
I got a $20 grab bag.
What's in a $20 grab bag, Drunk?
There was, like, a grinder, a pipe.
What's a grinder?
You know, it's kind of like you put your marijuana in there, and then you turn the thing, and it...
At a porno shop?
Oh, yeah.
Most porn shops are also, their main business is a head shop.
It didn't say that, though. It said adult superstore.
You walk into it. They probably have a whole counter full of glass pipes and shit.
But that's a place for getting your rocks off, not smoking your rocks.
How do you find that information out?
Well,
you walk into one.
On in.
Like, did you go in there to look for porno and they happened to have that?
Well, my lady had told me about the place and we went together on our way to Kansas City.
Like, there was a place near our house for a really long time called Mr. B's Pool Supply.
Oh, yeah, I remember that
place. And when you go in Mr. B's Pool Supply... They have a whole bunch of billiard tables.
So does Pool King.
And they don't have anything outside that says anything about having billiard tables. And so I assumed what happened was enough people went in there and said, hey, you got pool tables. It says Pool Supply. They said, let's get some pool tables, I guess. Because people seem to
We have the same kind of thing. We have the pool people.
The pool people?
Yep, it's called the Pool People, and outside they have a lot of swimming pool shit set up, but if you walk in there, half the store is filled with, pool cues and shit.
That's my pool supply store the same way.
I guess you can only, get so many wrong calls that eventually you just say, we should probably have billiard tables in here. They keep calling, asking about them, why don't we have them?
The one thing that I never saw in the Pool People, which carried both, was a pool table that floated in a pool. Like, doesn't that make
that
logical
would be
sense?
Awesome.
Yeah, of
a
course.
A pool table that floats in a pool is a solid idea, Travis.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. That's not bad. It's not as good as Sirius XM 302 fuck sound.
But you could listen to that while you were in your pool
but
playing
you
billiards.
You can take the runner up for great ideas this week.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
As a matter of fact, that's Mike's pick of the week.
You don't get to pick the Mike's pick of the week.
I guess
Travis, we've been getting plenty of hand turkeys sent to us on the social medias.
I see that. That's amazing.
The scrambler, he sent us a hand turkey today. Jody B, he sent us a hand turkey. He had kind of a jacked up looking turkey. And Lacey sent us her kids' hand turkeys. So keep sending those over to us. We get really excited about hand turkey November on the social medias.
Did somebody send the foot turkey or did you find that?
I found that.
I'm going to ask all of you to send us your really hairy hand turkeys because Mike keeps talking about masturbating in cars. They should be hairy palm turkeys.
Anchor in the chat says he loves how I don't know that porn stores are also head shops.
Well, I guess you'd have to go in them to figure that out.
The best is he's only saying this because he couldn't find the podcast to debunk your theory that it doesn't exist.
But they're everywhere, and they're all in like real nasty parts of town where there's nothing else there. Like
on the interstate, typically.
Right off the highway.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And like there's areas that aren't even gas stations.
It looks like a double wide.
Yeah. It's like out in the middle of nowhere. There's just like a old shitty looking building
that
looks condemned, but has a huge XXX above it.
But yet they got a parking lot big enough to park your 18-wheeler.
And they have billboards everywhere for miles and miles out. They're like, hey, guys, this fuck store is only 20 miles away. Hey, guys, the fuck store is coming up 10 miles.
You know, I love seeing on those road trips, those fuck stores, huge parking lot, one overhead light that doesn't even get everything. Our customers don't want to be seen if they're coming here at 10:30.
There were two competing porn shops. It was right off the interstate in a town probably about 20 minutes away from me. And they're, like I said, right on an exit of the interstate. And there's nothing for miles. And there's a gas station in these two porn shops right next to each other. One was kind of grandfathered in, and one was kind of a big shithole for a while that somebody sold to another couple who likes to run porn stores. And they were in like a feud for a while where one of them, there was like some kind of weird leniency on their property where they had one of their friends park a semi-trailer blocking off all of their visual access from the interstate so nobody would see that they were actually a porn store or that they even existed. And this went on for a good year and a half until they finally just decided there was room in that exit enough for two porn shops.
If I had to compete against another porn store, I've had radio ads on the radio. And there'd be animal noise in the background, like, hey, we're not saying we got videos involving meh. You know what? Ain't saying we don't.
Can you imagine, though, if you were going to purchase a porn store, would you buy a porn store that is literally 50 feet from another one?
Depends. Is it doing better than the other?
Yeah, I guess you'd have to find a way to... See, you have to wonder, because... I mean, like, if I was driving along the highway and I was trying to figure out the best exit to get off of to, you know, go, you know, do my porn browsing, I would probably be more inclined to stop at the exit I knew that had two.
Yeah, if you don't find what you're looking for.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you're right. So you should work together and carry different shit, right?
Oh, God, they could build up a little arch walkway that you could walk from one porn store to the other.
The thing that I wonder about these shops, though, is how are they still making money selling? Like, why are DVDs still a thing? People buy a lot
of... Because I'm telling you, that's all these truck drivers are doing. They're driving along the road. They got their little miniature DVD players that nobody else has, and they're just jacking their dicks. And because also, there isn't a serious XM302 fuck sounds.
We really gotta.
You're pounding me so good, Daddy.
I'm gonna turn you over now.
Oh, you gonna turn me over?
Yeah.
All right.
Squish, 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 squish.
Feels way better like this. You're listening to Sirius XM 302. Fuck sounds.
That's Cooper.
Do me harder.
What else we got, guys?
How would you make a pegging radio show of that? How could you make it sound like the dude was getting done if that's what the hour was?
I don't know.
Well, the guy would just have to say,
gotta get creative.
Guy, you're fucking me so hard.
How did we blast Detective Napier into outer space? Napier, through the power of imagination.
Yeah, but don't those same sounds go on with the pegging? It pretty much sound the same, wouldn't it?
Napier, did you see that story about the guy who was a serial killer that they caught and they tracked down his Amazon review history?
Yeah,
and that was a news story where they were linking to all the products that he tried and what his review of them were.
Were they rather level-handed and serious?
Well, no. I mean, he was making
40-count
jokes.
Hefty garbage bag does not hold more than 25 pounds.
Yeah, he was making jokes about, like, you know, hiding bodies and stuff, but it turns out they weren't jokes. He was like, you know, hey, I got 3 master locks on a shipping container I have. It won't stop people from getting in, but it'll slow them down. And it was like, he was keeping broads in a shipping container. So he was reviewing products that he was using in murders. There was like a little handheld, like, trunk shovel that he said, like, you know, if you need to bury a body real quick, this will get the job done. I keep it in my trunk. And he was using it to bury bodies, Napier.
So what you're saying is, you know, he had good use of the product, used them out, got him into the field, and then gave a pretty good review.
Right, right.
Maybe that was the whole point of him actually going on these serial murders, was just to test out these products and be able to be a resource for the consumer.
And all these news outlets are posting all of his Amazon reviews with, like, links to the products and stuff. And I would think that that would probably be, like, really good advertisement. I bet that a lot of those products got a lot of clicks from all of the – I mean, HuffPost and all these places, you know, saying this is the handy shovel that this serial killer was using. And look, it's only $13.87. You know, like, fuck. I don't have a shovel in my trunk.
It's like a link to every one of the products they talk
free
about.
Free shipping in 2 days with Amazon Prime.
Do you think the companies are real happy about this?
I feel like there's a networking opportunity there where, like, you know, potential serial killers can reach out to products maybe to get an advertising budget. Because, you know, one day when they get caught, they might find all their favorable reviews, and then it's just straight to the bank.
Are you a serial killer who is bored with serial killing? Are you planning on hiding in plain sight and being caught within the next 6 months? Well, Black & Decker has a thing for you. Sign up for our product testing, and we'll make sure it gets out to the masses.
Yeah, John the Strangler really didn't like this rope because it said it chafed his hands when he was strangling folk.
No scars. This is shit. One day you're going to need a decent legal defense. We can help. Review our products online.
Do you ever have a want in your heart for some garrote wire to be able to slice a man's head off? Well, Jimmy the Throat Puncher, he really endorses this product.
How long was he doing these reviews for?
It was over, like, the course of a pretty long time. This guy has been apparently murdering people for quite a while, Travis.
Do you think this was his way of, like, hiding in plain sight, like, ha ha ha, I'm out here killing people with these items?
There's no way that this guy would be joking about burying bodies if he was actually burying bodies.
Right.
That wouldn't be a funny joke, guys.
Not on the internet.
This whole time we should have been investigating people talking about burying bodies on the internet.
I feel like the next best thing for a serial killer to do if he wanted to, like, go viral and not have it be blatantly obvious he was killing people is to, like, do this mannequin challenge with all of your dead bodies. Just set up in chairs and shit.
And then maybe if it goes viral enough, somebody will recognize somebody that's been missing for a while.
That's my sister. We've been looking for her for like a year and a half.
What is she doing weekend at Bernie's-ing it with that guy?
I'll turn it into clickbait. You wouldn't believe how much steel cabling we had to use to get the bodies to pose like this. But if you click here, you'll find out right now.
Only $9.99 for 100 square yards.
Get access now to the making of video.
Drunk, buddy.
Yes, sir.
You look confused or troubled.
No.
Or sad.
Nope.
You're none of those things?
Not high.
You're not high?
Oh, that's why I look sad.
Why not?
Yeah, I mean, I
couldn't find any porno shops to buy your weed at?
I came straight from work and I stopped bringing marijuana to work with me. So.
Why'd you do that? Did you get a warning?
No.
Did they stop bringing all that pot to work.
Knock it off with all this pot you're bringing to work?
I did not.
Hey, it's pretty obvious that that's a big bag of pot. Stop bringing that to work or we're going to have to take action.
Look, we know you're not putting that much oregano on your lunch, drunk.
We've had some questions about this pizza seasoning you keep bringing into the break room. First of all, I didn't say any pizzas.
Hey, Loretta put it on her spaghetti last night and she called into work. She said she's seeing shit.
Guys. I don't care. Look, I got home at 6 o'clock. I didn't have time to do anything. I didn't prepare.
Do we have a break?
No. I got home at 6 o'clock. I didn't have time. Why should I care? Look, listener, why should I even care about this?
Can we use an
Why do you care?
It's getting ready to be Thanksgiving. We should be thankful for the things we have.
What are you thankful for, Drunk?
I'm thankful for you and the show, Mike.
Are you really?
I am.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you being sarcastic? I feel like he's being sarcastic.
Why would I be sarcastic?
You seem like you're being sarcastic.
I just don't think you know what real happiness is.
Are you going to go home for Thanksgiving and talk about Trump with all your family?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be rough, isn't it?
I'll sit there and watch football while they talk about Trump.
We should just have a friends Thanksgiving beer. Friendsgiving, because we're all like-minded people who won't argue about Trump. Not here.
I'm glad my dad and stepmom live in Texas. They came in for my grandmother's funeral, and my stepmom was bitching to me about Obama. And I think that if you're going to bitch at somebody about Obama at a funeral, you'd probably still do that over Thanksgiving.
You know what all the Trump supporters are really excited about? Because Trump said that he isn't going to take the $400,000 salary that the president gets.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's a real stand-up guy there. He's not taking the $400,000 salary.
I'm sure the billionaire, whatever, how much money he has, I'm sure he'll live just fine.
Yeah, the lobbyists will give him the money. He'll be fine.
Yeah, you make money in different ways.
I'm talking about my dad. My dad's a big Trump guy. His big thing about Obama is how many vacations Obama took where he flew on Air Force One and the taxpayers are paying for all of his plane flights.
Very similar to what everybody bitched about George Bush doing.
And Clinton and probably every damn one of them that's ever existed.
But then when I bring up that, you know, oh, well, Donald Trump is going to fly to Trump Tower every weekend. You know, he's going to spend Monday through Friday in Washington and then fly home for the weekends. So that's every week. You don't care about those flights? It's like, that's not too far. He could take a helicopter. Because helicopter gas is free, right?
Yeah. Along with all that Secret Service protection and all those no-fly zones they got to enact while he flies overhead.
But we're not going to talk about that because it is boring. The guy hasn't even been inaugurated yet.
Now, have you seen people going like, oh, the Electoral College, they should just say Clinton won because they can vote however they want to.
Yeah. No, we got petitions online for that. Guys.
Should have voted.
Do you worry that those Alexa things are listening to you?
What things? The Amazon things?
Everybody's got those Alexa things. Now Google's got an Alexa thing. It's listening to you. And like,
is that
you
the thing that like controls your house?
Yeah, you can like tell it to turn the air conditioner on and stuff.
We saw a commercial last night where the daughter was super sad because her boyfriend broke up with her, and the dad comes up and says, "Hey, Alexa, play that song." And then the guy shows up outside and he's like, "Hey, Alexa, turn the sprinklers on." And I said to my wife, "Isn't it terrifying to live in the future?"
Yeah, because Alexa's just listening all the time, waiting for you to say Alexa. But like, right. Is there somewhere that's monitoring all the other shit you say? Because they have to be listening to know if you're saying Alexa or not.
If they are monitoring you, what are they listening into?
I don't know. It's like, "Hey, Alexa, play Kenny Loggins." It's like, "Oh, okay, I'll play some Kenny Loggins."
Mine's just going to hear horrible fart sounds that I make all day. That's the majority of the audible things that come out of me is from my ass.
But I mean, like that what was that basketball owner guy that got in trouble?
Mark Cuban?
No.
The one that was a racist or whatever?
Yeah.
He can remember things from a year ago, Mike.
I know, that was so long ago. It was like a year ago.
Sterling.
Yeah, he said racist stuff and somebody recorded him. He doesn't have an Alexa.
Look, he said...
That guy doesn't have anything that records anything in his house ever again.
Mike, he said he didn't mind that his wife had sex with black people. He said he didn't mind.
He didn't mind his mistress having sex with black people. He just didn't want other people to know she was having sex with black people.
Well, is that wrong?
He said, like, don't bring those black people, like, to the games so that, like, people can look at them and say, they're probably fucking. Like, you could go fuck them, that's fine. But don't, like, bring them out in public so other people think they're...
Who do you think Trump lets Melania fuck? Because it can't just be him, right? Well, or does he think he locks her in, like, a room and, like, lets her come out sometimes?
You think... She was shipped here, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He probably
like
got
he
her,
bought her out of a catalog.
Right.
It was probably a really nice one.
But, I mean, he's going to have to let her out more often now because she said she wants to take a stance against, like, bullying.
Why did
or
you say you think he lets people fuck her? He doesn't let people fuck her. Why would he let people fuck her?
You don't think so?
I saw a thing the other – it was like a Access Hollywood, and they went from – or not Access Hollywood, Inside Edition, where they went from a story about a police officer getting shot in the face to Ivanka Trump's – naughty photo shoot from
ooh,
like
was
2004.
It actually naughty?
She like had weird looking boobs.
It was like a, it was a very strange transition they made.
Was it naughty though?
Not really.
She was naked.
I mean, it
like full blown.
I would say it was less racy than your typical Maxim.
Oh,
spread. I mean, whatever. Who cares?
You know how why they put that on afterwards is because I completely forgot what you were talking about before.
I'm tired of talking about it, Travis. Aren't you?
So when's that wall with Mexico coming up?
There's not going to be a wall.
Of course there's not.
Everybody's
so worried about it.
We're not going to deport anybody.
No, they deport plenty of people.
I mean, yeah, constantly.
Yeah.
They're not going to make the gays not married anymore.
No, he already said that's a law. Leave it alone.
Just stop it. Shut up. And if he does something stupid, then bitch about it.
Well, you know, Hitler got his rise to power was because people thought his economic policies would be good, too. And they just overlooked the fact that he wanted to kill all the Jews.
Oh, my God. I'm so sick of talking about Hitler and Nazis. Just shut up. Why are we still talking about Hitler and Nazis? Why is Brad Pitt killing Nazis still, Travis? Tell them to stop it.
Have you guys played Battlefield 1?
No. Mm. Do you kill Nazis in it?
No, there's no Nazis yet.
I haven't played a fucking video game since Modern Warfare 4 or whatever the hell that last Modern Warfare was.
Well, Travis, if you like video games but you haven't played it in a while, maybe you could step back in with the new classic NES. Available now. Oh, it's sold out.
Sorry, didn't make enough for demand. Isn't that weird?
Does that happen every year with some bullshit?
It happens with everything.
Right, I remember those
released game system.
I remember those fucking Tickle Me Elmos where you'd hear on the news that broads were punching each other over trying to get some fucking Tickle Me Elmos.
Don't talk about that. Was the I worked at Walmart when I was a teenager, and that was my first Black Friday, was when Tickle Me Elmo was a thing. They only shipped us like 30 of them or some shit, and it was the worst experience of my whole life.
Oh, how many fat broads did you have come up to you just demanding that you give them all this free shit because you ain't got no more Tickle Me Elmos?
It was just people are just the vitriols billing out of their mouth. It was just so gross.
Is this the last?
They were fun immediately.
Is this the last show? Thanksgiving's this Thursday, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is. Happy Black Friday, everybody.
Travis, do you have like the big hot toys for the season that everybody's going to want have on their shopping list for Black Friday,
and nobody will have in the stores?
I'm kind of out of touch.
What are the big hot toys that'll be on every parent shopping list this Black Friday?
Travis.
What?
Let everybody know that when you're a fat broad and you come up to the cashier lady at the Walmart when they don't have something you want, if you say, "Nah, that's bullshit," they'll automatically have some for you.
No, that's bullshit.
Is that how it works? Don't you have any in the back?
Exactly. You know they have some in the back. Don't let them fool you. They just don't want to go back there and get them.
Travis.
Yes, sir.
What are the big hot toys for this Black Friday that'll be on every parent shopping list?
Well, coming up first, if your kids love Shopkins, now we have the Num Noms lip gloss truck. Personalize your lips. Personalize your taste. Create custom-flavored lip gloss and dispense like soft-serve ice cream. Even add toppings. Plus, portions are perfect for sharing. So make sure you let your friend use your disgusting used lip gloss.
Is that real?
Yeah, that's a real thing.
It's called a Topkins?
It's called a Num Noms lip gloss truck. No, Shopkins is the thing that it looks like. My daughter was into Shopkins for about 6 months and then moved on.
What's a Shopkins?
Shopkins come in a pack of like 12. They cost about 10 bucks, and it's probably 30 cents worth of plastic. And they are things like...
They're little character guys?
Yeah, like Cookie Crumble, and it's like a little cookie with eyes and shit. And there's like tacos, like Terry Taco, and Terry's got eyes, and they actually have
Does
their own.
Does every character's name start with the same letter as what it is?
The alliteration is amazing. It's truly terrific.
Like, I talking into Mark Microphone?
Mark Microphone,
and
yes,
listening
you are.
To you through Eric earphones?
The amazing things about Shopkins is you remember how it used to be with baseball cards and chase packs. Well, they do something with Shopkins where...
They all have bubble gum in them.
Every 12-pack has a wrapped-up yellow bag in it that's the maybe, possibly, the ultra-rare Shopkin. So when you tear into that, it gives you a little checklist. There's a two-sided checklist with probably about 200 Shopkins in every season that you're supposed to check off and got to buy them all.
So this
the ultra-rares are the ones that are in the little baggies.
This lip gloss truck... Is it real lip gloss, or is it Lisa Lip Gloss, the lip gloss creature with lip gloss eyes?
Well, I can imagine you can call your lip gloss any bullshit you want to as soon as you've personalized your taste.
Mike, you know who's normally not known to have diseases? Elementary school kids. That's why they share their lipstick.
Children. You know, the time when head lice runs rampant? Yeah, go ahead and share some lip gloss.
And don't forget to switch hats with everybody.
Rub your eyes and slap hands so you can spread pink eye.
And here, pass around Charlie Comb.
Drunk doesn't seem amused by this head lice story.
Drunk, what's your deal, man?
I have no deal.
Tell us your pain.
I have no pain.
Tell us about your Black Friday shopping adventure that you plan to go on.
I'm probably going to play cards that day.
Tell us your pain, Drunk.
I have no
pain. Your artist pain.
Drunk, you're with friends.
I know.
You can camp out at Best Buy and we're not going to judge you.
Look at how sad he has such sad eyes.
That's how he normally looks, Mike.
I got kind of drunk last night, too.
How'd it go?
Puked this morning.
Did you drink Vinny vodka?
I did drink plenty of vodka, yes.
Willy whiskey.
Apple vodka with apple cider. It was delicious.
I had me some Brian bourbon.
I ate some Larry lasagna and went to Barry Bed.
I had me a whole mess of Sally Schnapps.
I think I might have had some Freddy Fireball, too.
Freddy Fireball's delicious.
Guys, I think this show is Oliver over.
Are you sure? Is it that time already?
Power Wheels 12-volt wild thing. Everyone get wild. For kids, 360 degrees of exciting spins. 5 miles per hour max speed and dual joystick controls. For parents, 3 adult-controlled speed settings and stabilizer sensor for added safety.
I feel so bad that somebody put out a video
Power Wheels.
It was a mashup of a shit ton of different, like, videos of these little kids and their Power Wheels just running over other kids. And I just watched this thing for, like, 5 or 6 minutes just laughing my ass off about these kids just plowing over their, like, classmates and siblings.
My three-year-old nephew just got Power Wheels, and I thought that was extremely dangerous.
Is the Micro Machines guy dead?
I think so.
I don't think he's doing it anymore if he isn't.
Isn't it Mean Gene Okerlund?
They look similar, but I don't think they're the same guy.
He probably just went into hiding.
Travis, get me the Micro Machine guy next week.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
I bet he's doing auctions now. You know,
him and Shamwell Vince are probably off doing something together.
I thought the Shamwell guy got in trouble for smacking hookers.
He did, but then he came back, and then he had a new product to pimp. So everybody forgot about it after about 3 months.
Wasn't it called the Slap Chop?
I think Slap Chop before or after ShamWow?
No, guys. He had a liquid cleanser called Invincible.
Oh, it did have his name in it.
But it didn't come in a spray bottle. It came in like a powder that you dump into a spray bottle with water to make Invincible.
He should have put some on his hand and then slapped an assistant in the face and then just gave him a thumbs up.
Nerf and Strike Elite Terra Scout RC Drone Blaster. Do a recognizance of your target's position before the battle. This blaster features a live video feed that lets players view out-of-sight targets and then record the action once it begins.
We have Nerf drones? Is that what you said? A Nerf drone?
It is a Nerf drone powered by a cell phone, I would imagine.
I hope it says not to be used for drive-by reconnaissance.
You know what we need, guys?
A drone?
We need a fucking flood. We just need to lay waste to this whole goddamn place. We need just a tsunami that it just encompasses the earth, and we just need to start over.
But Mike, then you wouldn't be able to get Hatchimals. What's inside? That's the surprise. But whatever it needs is TLC to break out of its shell. Once hatched, nurture and teach these interactive creatures to walk, talk, and more.
You and I miss Popples. Do you remember Popples? From the 80s, they had these pouches, and you fold them up into their pouches.
And then they're like furry balls.
I remember Pogs. Those were awesome.
Yeah, I remember one of my little...
Remember Pogs? Yeah, I remember.
I remember good.
Remember Micro Machines?
Remember My Buddy Dolls?
Yeah, I remember.
My buddy.
Wherever I go, he wants to go, my buddy and me.
Show's over forever.
I remember Teddy Ruxpin.
Ooh, Teddy Ruxpin.
Is there anything else you want the people to know?
Yes, Mike's pick to click is the floating pool table.
Okay. I'll go with it. Travis.
Just remember that if you see a porn shop and you're in need of a glass pipe, they probably have it.
Napier.
Napier's pick of the week is if you get tired of hearing about Trump over the Thanksgiving dinner table, just come out to everybody as a transvestite, and then nobody's going to give a fuck about Trump.
Guys, I do care. I care very deeply. I apologize I didn't have more time to do a proper show this week. But we
still love you, Mike.
We did fine, I think. I hope.
I actually bugged a bunch of people
to do a production piece, and everybody got their work in on time, but then I fell short. So I apologize to those people for rushing them. Yeah.
Mike, just tell them, hey, look, you made an attempt.
Yeah.
And go see Doctor Strange in theaters now.
Remember?
Happy Turkey Day.
That's my mama.
Remember Thor? The bigger the river, the bigger the drought. Get up on your knees, boy. Stand face to face with your God. Do you remember baseball cards? Remember? Remember puppies? Remember puppy stickers? Remember? Remember Bo Jackson? He played two sports. You remember Duck? You remember Tailspin? Do you remember USA's Cartoon Express? Do you remember, did I do that? Do you remember getting all the rings when you ran around the tunnel? Do you remember Cousin Cody living in the backyard in his van? Do you remember Mega Man, Dr. Wily? Do you remember Cousin Larry Appleton? Do you remember Dance of Joy? Do you remember Rocco's Modern Life? Do you remember? Remember Gak? Ooh, do you remember Purple? Do you remember Legends of the Hidden Temple? Do you remember Double Dare? Oh, do you remember getting slimed? You remember? Do you remember Tales from the Crypt and the Crypt Keeper? Do you remember?
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Guys, it's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 Central on Strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at WFODix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODShow or Facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to WFODShow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Jody B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, Mike here. We have a Patreon now. Basically, it's a monthly donation type thing. It's stupid, but a bunch of people have one, and ultimately we're just sheep. If you want to give us money to do the same thing we do for free anyway, that'd be nice. We'll say thanks. If not, no sweat. This won't change our relationship at all, you ungrateful fuckfaces.
There's 319 million people in the United States, and 1.9% of them identify themselves as gay. So us here at Dunkin' Donuts have a message for them. Fuck you. Look, we know in 2015 that isn't a popular opinion, but if you consider the consequences of us saying that, thousands of news outlets, blogs, and jackoffs on the internet saying Dunkin' Donuts, we're pretty comfortable with our stance. Hell, if you 6 million queers want to draw even more attention to us by protesting or something, even better. When you get cold standing out there advertising for us for free, come on in for one of our 6 delicious signature blend coffees and one of our collectible non-denominational holiday cups. This holiday season, keep it fresh in your mind. America runs on Dunkin'.
Corey's hot, panting breath caused her nipples to ache, her pussy to clench, and her mouth hung open as she strived to remember how to breathe. Corey's hot, wet, sticky cock invasively nudging between her trembling thighs.
Do you want me to use a condom, Tina?
Coherence returned, and Tina looked upon her beautifully disheveled husband. But before the spell could be broken, her gaze met her husband's, and she gripped the footboard with assured purpose. She blew her husband a silent kiss, smiled, and said, "No."
In observance of Black History Month, us here at Dunkin' Donuts have decided the best way to celebrate is to raise the price of coffee by 25 cents for our black customers.
Ooh.
I bet that gets all you liberal blogger keyboard warriors fired up, doesn't it? Go ahead, boycott. After 2 months of constant media attention, we'll just call the whole thing off, or pay Kevin Hart to do commercials for us or something. By then, we'll be such a household name, our egg white flatbread will forever exist in your subconscious. This winter season, keep it fresh in your mind. America runs on Dunkin'.
Radio ads on the radio. 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 Radio ads on the radio.
We here at Dunkin' Donuts HQ have talked it over, and we've decided Jennifer Lawrence isn't really all that great. There, we said it. Enough already with your constant praises of this nitwit. And hey, we know she's going to be doing the publicity tour for Hunger Games, and that the timing for this is all wrong. How horrible would it be for us if Jimmy Fallon was to say our name a whole bunch of times right before you go to bed? In the morning, you'll get out of bed craving our iced macchiato, which for women is served in cups 70% smaller than the ones we give men. This holiday season, keep it fresh in your mind. America runs on Dunkin'.
My name's George Kentleby. You may know me by the name the media has given me, the East Bay Stab Monster. Since 2003, I have pursued my two true passions, stabbing women repeatedly until they die, and reviewing products online. The products I've tested and reviewed vary widely, and my honest feedback, although not noticed much now, is sure to eventually be the subject of countless news articles once the bodies are discovered. Do you have a product you'd love to get the word out on yet? Don't have the budget for a full-fledged national campaign? Contact me now for our package pricing. Limited slots available to maximize cultural impact. Act now.